نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seed of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation, an addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. My khutbah today is not a new khutbah, and it may known to all of us, but we need to reflect a little bit on it. And this is one of the basics that we need to start work with it. We could not build without laying down a foundation. I'm not going to talk too much today, inshallah. I'm only going to share with you one single hadith, which is the collection of Imam Muslim, reported by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. And listen very carefully to this hadith. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "Man tawadda'a fa ahsana al-wudu', thumma ata al-jum'a fastama'a wa ansata, ghufira lahu ma baynahu wa bayna al-jum'a wa ziyadatun thalathati ayyam, wa man massa al-hasa faqad lagha," aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Huraira reported that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what the meaning is, whosoever made a proper ablution, count now in your mind, whosoever do a proper ablution, and after this he comes to the Shum'a, and he will listen and pay attention, he will be forgiven for his sins from what is between him and the next Jum'ah an addition 3 days. And whosoever touches the pebbles, indeed he commits lahu, false action. This is a hadith. We need to understand the importance of Jum'ah and being in Jum'ah. Because alhamdulillah, for most of us, if it's not all of you, we are experienced routine and order and discipline and time with our schools, our work. You are not someplace else. You are living in America, which seconds make a big difference, and a part of second can make another difference. And this stems from no place except from our deen. In your deen, your time is not by a day or by a week. Your time as a Muslim is less than a heartbeat, the distance between two heartbeats. What you can do in less than a second. Your life is nothing but a time, and every second and every minute goes out of your time, it goes out of your age. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, whosoever made a proper ablution, wudu. In another narration it comes about ghusl, a full shower. And after this he say he come to the Jum'ah. And when you come to the Jum'ah, that you're going to pay attention. You're going to listen and make sure that you're listening. Not only that you're listening, but you're not listening. Stam'a wa ansata is more depth in listening. I.e. that your body is here as well as your mind, as your heart. Not your body is here and your mind someplace else. In the school, in the business, with the wife, whatever. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving is such a great reward. What it is? Forgiveness. How much forgiveness? From this Jum'ah until the next Jum'ah. You'll be forgiven for your sins for a whole Jum'ah. In addition to this, 3 days, that means you'll be forgiven for 10 days. But, with condition you don't do any violation. And one of the violations is touching pebbles, i.e. talking in our present condition, playing with the rug, answering your cellular phone, looking to your bishop who call you, giving salam to your Muslim brother sitting beside you, asking him how he's doing today, calling him to come to sit beside you because you're so buddy-buddy. So he was going to sit someplace because, come in. Why we have with spoil that such great reward that we can receive by coming to Jum'ah. Now the addition, what we need to be aware about, another narration came from the hadith, which one talks about ghusl instead of wudu, and one say, summa dana, he came so close to the imam, to the khatib, he didn't try to see if there is a room again is the wall, especially for young people. He did not try to go upstairs while downstairs is still empty. He didn't try to look to see where is his friend if he's in the reception area and going to be. And in another narration it says, Bakr, what means that comes early. I don't want to go in details about what's in Jum'ah. Please move forward. All the narration, because we talk about Jum'ah, Jumu'ah before. We talked before about Jumu'ah, about the angel standing by the door. They recording the first one, comes the second one. When the event is called, what the angels will do, they will fold the books. They will close the racket. They did not take any more names. They did not take any participants after this. Why? Because the angels, they will come to listen to the khutbah. They will come, يَسْتَمِعُونَ الذِّكْرِ, they will come to listen to the khutbah. So it's so amazing that we're still talking about, please come early. Please make it to Jumu'ah. I don't see why some Muslims living in a country like America, and most of you, when you came here, you went to a training program or you went to some kind of a school, you know what is time mean. You know what's 1:30 mean. People, when they come 5 minutes before 2, what you really coming for? The problem is not going to solve by economic, neither by politics, by being in republic or being whatever. The problem is not going to be solved until the Muslims start to adhere to the book of Allah and respect the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forget about all the things. Did you vote? Or you didn't vote? To whom did you vote? We're so concerned about these things. And such a person and such a group, and if something as this our right, we are citizens, we need to do this and that. You're wasting time. You are wasting time. You are not going any place. It's nothing but a makeup. All the things is nothing but a makeup. Because the boss there, he has a veto right. Okay? So it doesn't matter majority even. Doesn't matter what who you are. What do you think? Oh, some people think that in one day, Muhammad so-and-so or Abdullah so-and-so going to be the president of America. If Muhammad so-and-so or Abdullah so-and-so know about his true Islam, he's never going to be the president of America, even if they kiss his hand and beg him. Because you're going to be both there, and there is constitution which run your affairs. And you know, as a Muslim, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Whosoever doesn't judge by the law of Allah, he is a kafir, he is a transgressor, he is a fasik. How are you going? Oh, now we have one Muslim in the Congress. So what? So what? They have a Muslim in the Congress. Yeah. So what? No, even have one Muslim in the White House. What's going to happen? We need to learn discipline, respecting our own religion, respecting time. Understand that 1 hour a week to be in time, respecting the deen of Allah, is not too much for a Muslim. Every day, tell me which subject, and you'll see that you enter 5 minutes late, 15 minutes late, half an hour late, you do not even go. Nothing will happen to the Muslims. No change for the Muslim until first, respect the deen of Allah. Respect the time of Allah. Respect the order of Allah. Now things can be changed. Things can get better. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجُمْعَةِ, i.e. be forgiven from now until the next Jum'ah. What do you think you are? You are an angel? Maybe you are an angel, but I'm not an angel. I know about my faults, I know about my weakness, I know about my shortcoming. You know, brothers, some of us, they do a lot of sins. We don't even know that we're sinning. When you look to the mirror in the morning, when you after you brush your teeth, what's the second thing you do? Most of us shave your beard. Do you know that this is sin? Do you know this is sin? Look at your clothes that you're wearing, dragging your pants or dragging whatever. Do you know this is a major sin called isbal? Do you know about your wife going out of the house with no hijab? Who's responsible about it? If we really start to examine ourselves, if we know the real Islam, we'll found nothing but sin day and night. And after this, when we get a golden opportunity to be forgiven, we blow it. Subhanallah. It's not enough that we committed sin. Even when we get a chance to be forgiven, we don't need it. Brothers, we have to see the blessing of Allah. See the blessing of Allah, the mercy of Allah. He given you a weekly forgiveness. It means that you can clean yourself again, that you can improve yourself, that you can come back again, knocking on Allah's door, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, okay, you're in good condition, come on in. Why? All what it takes, 45 minutes. Come to the mosque at 1:25. We're not asking you come at 12 o'clock. Enter before the adhan is called. And when you sit, don't talk. Forget about the measure. Forget about the cellular phone. Allah is calling in you. Who is this that you answer in the phone? Keep a look into the phone. Keep a look into the measure. Keep a look into you. What is going on? Who is more important in your life than Allah? It's the time for Allah. Forget about everything else. Shaking hands with the other person. Talking to your child. Sitting there in the back. Going upstairs and down the stairs is empty. Why? We are a nation of discipline. We Muslim nation, the discipline, the whole thing of Islam, nothing but discipline. Why we are like this? Because we became tailed forwards. We are not leaders anymore. We are not leaders anymore. And this was the Prophet sallallahu said, you go low. You're going to follow the footsteps of others. The Muslims in general, they are not leaders anymore. And we are not going to be leaders in our behavior, in our discipline, in our action. We're going to care for you. The Muslims used to be leaders in everything. Not by the sword, like some Christians are saying. They became leaders from the lab, behind the computer, behind the magnifying glass, behind everything. And the people, when they learned medicine and chemistry and all the things, they did not take it from any place except from the Muslims. Because they used to be leaders. They have a discipline in everything in their life. But nowadays, the Muslims, most of them, they don't have a discipline even with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, to make a long story short, brothers, Jum'ah is something very important in our life. This opportunity for us to cleanse ourselves physically, mentally, spiritually, that we can come for forgiveness. Forget what about the Imam is saying, even you don't understand what he's saying. You are not ready to do what he's saying. Come. Be in time there. Enter there. Give your attention. Try to listen. Maybe Allah will open your heart. You never know. But there is a chance. It say you need to clean yourself. You need to come in time. You need to come closer to the Imam, not running here and there. You don't talk to anybody. Don't play with your glasses. Don't keep looking to your watch. Don't keep fixing your hair. Don't look in the cell phone, in the pager. Stop all these things. And pay attention. Stama'a wa ansar. He listens and he pays attention to what he's listening to. This is very important, brothers. How much? We do it every day. We do it every day. We go to classes, we go to lectures, we go to seminars, and we almost do the same thing. Why we could not do it for our own soul? Why we could not do the same discipline? Be in time, profile ourselves before we come, get closer as long as there is a gap that you can enter, and sit and listen and see what is the Imam is talking about. What you're getting? Forgiveness. For 10 days. But don't spoil it. Because the Prophet is saying, وَمَنْ مَسَّ الْحَصَى فَقَدْ لَغَى. The ground of the mosque of the Prophet ﷺ in that time is nothing but sand and dirt and pebbles. So some, they sit and be listening and their hands are playing there, touching, holding a paper, holding zikr beads, holding whatever, holding your pen, taking an... You could not do this. That means when you sit in the month, especially for Jum'ah, you try to see what is going on. What is going on? This is a station to refuel yourself, your iman, your obedience to Allah. You're driving, you go to the gas station, and your car is empty or in half tank, and you go and sit there and you go out without bumping any gas. This is your gas station. You need to come every week with the conditions so you can get forgiveness, so you can wash the problem with your heart. Your eyes walk in the street, wherever you walk, haram. In your inside the work, women there displaying their beauty, shaking hands with you, and all the things, and talking over the phone, backbiting, slandering, shaving beard, walking with a long clothes. We want nothing but haram and haram and haram. We're human beings. We have our weakness. But in the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to elevate us. He wants to cleanse us. He wants to purify us. So He's given us opportunity. What it takes? Come to Jum'ah with a proper wudu, proper ghusl. Come early before the Azan. Sit. Make your two rak'at. If you're going to make two rak'at, and sit. Don't talk to anybody. Don't play with anything. Don't touch anything. Pay attention to the khutbah. And after this, inshallah, you will get this reward. Brothers, if we start with this, inshallah, things can get better. If we learn how to come to our meeting, our assembly, and we be there, and inshallah will be a change. But start from here. Start from the mosque and start with Jum'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen and apply what we hear to their action for me and you and all the Muslims. Ameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. Oh, you believe when the Adhan is proclaimed for the day of Jum'ah, the prayer of Jum'ah, hasten to the remembrance of Allah. The khutbah, it's part of Jum'ah. When you come at 2 o'clock to catch the last rak'ah, Allah says, "Fas'aw ila dhikrillah." Go to the remembrance of Allah so you can hear the Quran, the Hadith, the admonishment, the reminder. And what else he says? And leave all kind of occupation. Leave the lab, leave the computer, leave the technology, leave the business, leave the daughter, leave the wife, leave everything alone, because Allahu Akbar, and He determined that this is the time that you be there. He say, leave all kind of occupation. The most important thing is the buying and selling and making money to live. He say, leave it alone, leave it alone. And Allah is saying, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, this is better for you. Allah is giving you the better way. Allah gave you the best and says this is better for you. If you really knew, you don't want to know, this is your problem now. Allah is giving you the cure, giving you the medicine. So I pray and I ask Allah sincerely from our heart that we start to show a better discipline towards the Jum'ah, inshallah. Before I close, my dear respected brothers, today, inshallah, I'll be leaving, going to a seminar, which is going to be 3-4 days in Minnesota. And this is the fourth seminar for the imams. Alhamdulillah, about 3 years ago, we started something like a union or organization only for the imams in the United States. And we have at least 150 imams from all over the United States that we meet once a year for discussion. Whatever going on, whatever is needed, that we discuss for 4 days. We get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, we have the breakfast, and after this you go in a meeting until Salat al-Zuhr, take lunch and 1 hour break, to take a nap or whatever, and after this you come back again until 8 o'clock for 4 days straight. But the unique thing about this organization that is self-support. They can be supported by one of the mother organization or one of the countries, but we don't want to have any attachment to anybody. So we can be free about what we say, what we discuss, what we're trying to do. And with a request from the administration of these imams, me as an imam, I need to request and ask my members and those who come to the Jum'ah to try to donate. Can you imagine 150 imams at least? Their tickets, average ticket about $350. So this is multiplied by 100. Accommodation, food for 3 or 4 days. So we need some support, financial support. We have the alternative by other people who want to adopt the organization. If you control the imam, you control the mosque. We don't need this. We want to do it in our own, and we need to discuss what is going on, and we need to see how we can serve the community in a better way. So I'm today relating a message to you from the Imams Council, the council called NAIF, that inshallah, if you can assist today with some financial assistance, I'll be glad to receive it before I leave. I'll be leaving inshallah immediately after Salat al-Asr. So if anybody wants to contribute for this cause inshallah, it's something for Allah's pleasure, I will appreciate this. You're assisting the imams in carrying their mission. If you don't have your checkbook, you don't have a cash, let me know how much you want to give, and I will advance it for you, and inshallah next week I'm not going to be here, I'll be in Chicago. Brother Musa inshallah gives the khutbah. So next week, you can understand, give it to Brother Habib or give it to me the week after this, inshallah I think I'll be here. So please kindly, if you can assist with anything, like I said, they pay for my ticket by itself $350. Now still the accommodation, still the food, okay? At least we can cover the accommodation of our imam. But inshallah I hope that you will give. In Minnesota they have about 9 mosques there, and they took care of the whole accommodation and food for 4 days for 150 to 200 people. Alhamdulillah, with this community we have a lot of generous people. They have contributed before for many causes. So inshallah, please kindly, whatever that you can do, do it after Jum'ah. Give it to me inshallah, or you can give it to Brother Habib in case that you rush. Jazakumullah khairan, or give it to any members of the Shura, and inshallah will come to me. Please again, brothers, kindly, I ask you, for the pleasure of Allah, come to Jum'ah. Come to Jum'ah in time. And when you come to Jum'ah, don't play with anything. Don't touch anything. Don't talk to anybody. Come closer. Don't go upstairs or reception area where the mosque is open. And last thing I'm asking you, please, when you go home, open any religion book, any religious book, and look about Jum'ah, and read more about the adab and the discipline of Jum'ah, so we can benefit from such a gathering, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.